working commercial market there for 35 years on the same farm. He decided on poultry raising years ago because of an injury to his right hand. And with the help of his wife, Emma, he has developed it into a sound, profitable business.
Well, Denny, it certainly looks as though he made the right decision, all right. Let's hear the citation that's going along with Mr. Virchow's Blue Ribbon Award.
To you, Mr. Walter Virchow of DeForest, Wisconsin, goes the Man on the Farm Blue Ribbon Award for developing an outstanding commercial poultry operation. Your up-to-date, progressive ideas attracted attention as early as 1930 when an article in a farm magazine outlined the efficiency of your methods, and since then, you have continued to keep pace with the times. The quality of your eggs and the prices they bring on the market testify to your skill and judgment in feeding and managing your flock. Conscientious, forward-thinking poultrymen such as you are the backbone of the poultry industry.
Well, congratulations to Mr. Walter Virchow of DeForest, Wisconsin, the builder of a successful farm poultry operation. By the way, Denny, how big a laying flock does he happen to have?
He keeps about 1,200 laying hens now and averages about 75% egg production. He also keeps a few cows and hogs and grows his own corn and oats for feeding the chickens as well as the other livestock.
Well, it's certainly a real pleasure to welcome Walter Virchow into our group of Blue Ribbon poultrymen. And let's take a moment now to hear a brief message that Mr. Virchow has prepared for Man on the Farm.
My flock of 1,200 laying hens were all grown on the Full-O-Pep plan, with Full-O-Pep chick starter and Full-O-Pep growing mash. I found that no other feed can come up to Full-O-Pep in building sound, sturdy pullets capable of laying eggs to the best of their inherited ability. The Full-O-Pep plan allows pullets to develop naturally into hens that lay heavily and continuously, quality eggs that bring top prices. My laying flock is now getting Full-O-Pep laying mash and grain, too, topped with Full-O-Pep Super Greens pellets. So you can see I'm sold on Full-O-Pep all the way. My results have been real satisfying.
Our thanks to Mr. Walter Virchow of DeForest, Wisconsin. And thank you, Reggie Underline, for being with us again. Sir Reggie Cross, pick up some of the prizes and let's hand out some of these nice gifts in exchange for some farm information. Folks, first of all, I have a set of the wonderful Hammercraft Club aluminum ware, the full-flavor cookware for waterless cooking, and I'm going to give that to the first lady here in the crowd who can tell me which state grows the most sweet corn. What would you say?
Illinois.
Not Illinois.
Indiana.
Not Indiana.
Iowa.
Not Iowa.
South Dakota.
Not South Dakota.
California.
Not California.
Iowa.
Not Iowa.
Minnesota.
Minnesota is right. Are you from Minnesota?
No, I'm from Wisconsin.
That's right. Minnesota grows the most sweet corn, so here's a set of Hammercraft Club aluminum ware for you. Now for a gentleman here in the crowd, I have a Cummins Fixed Master Electric Drill and a 30-piece Cummins Drill Kit for all those do-it-yourself jobs around the home. Going to give it to the first man here in the crowd who can tell me which state grows the most cabbages. What would you say, sir?
I'd say California.
Not California, no, sir.
Ohio.
Ohio is not right.
California.
California is not right.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's not right.
I was going to say.
Colorado.
What, sir?
Colorado.
No, sir.
Iowa.
No, sir, it's not Iowa.
New York.
No, sir, it's not New York. Let me repeat the question again. Which state grows the most cabbages? Here's a gentleman over here who can tell.
Florida.
Florida is right. Are you from Florida, sir?
No.
Florida grows the most cabbages, and you have this Cummins Fixed Master Electric Drill and a 30-piece Cummins Drill Kit for you. Now, I have a Jacques Craster watch band that I'm going to give to the first gentleman who can tell me which state grows the most cucumbers. Who wants to tell me that? Which state grows the most cucumbers?
I'll say California.
It's not California, no, sir. What would you say, sir?
Indiana.
Not Indiana.
Florida.
Florida is also...